sure about the sound quality. I'm in the car, hands-free. Just left my grandmother's house, and it has been an ever so slightly chaotic day. But I'm leaving with a smile on my face. Why? Because my grandmother had a smile on her face. And she's up and down. She's got ever-progressing Alzheimer's, and she has good days and bad days. And if ever you want to do some good for somebody in a thankless kind of manner, which is obviously very thankless, do it for somebody who has Alzheimer's, because they can't thank you. They forget what you've done within a couple of seconds. But it's not why you do stuff. Personally, for me, it's nice to get a thank you from those that you would expect to do that, because otherwise, I don't know, sometimes if you're busting your guts, and quite literally in one respect for me at the moment, and doing everything you can to make that person happy or safe or better off, then you know, sometimes a thank you is all it takes to make you breathe a sigh of relief and go, okay, that's good, it's hit the spot, it's appreciated. But I'm kind of used to not getting those thank yous now from my grandmother, but she's just appreciative that I'm there for her when she needs me, and she knows when there's been something incredibly stressful. And there are lucid moments, don't get me wrong. Just had a joke a minute ago because I'd fixed the fridge, and she was glad that we didn't have to go out and buy a new fridge, even though I had actually gone out and bought a new fridge because I was told the fridge was irreparable, and then I managed to repair it, so I then had to go and take that fridge back, and she's oblivious to all of that. But she jokes and says, the next big box I want to have to buy will be a wooden one, and I knew what she was alluding to. And quite often she talks about death, but in a I would like it now kind of way, and I'm quite depressed. But so for her to make jokes about this, we had a laugh together, and that kind of dark humour I think runs in the family. And just having a cup of tea and the all-curing cake with my gran, and she has the Daily Mirror for some reason, habit I think, on the table, and there was an article about 19 billion or something that Zuckerberg made yesterday, and it said, what can 19 billion buy you? And then it listed a number of things, and I looked at what 19 billion can buy you, and it's a number of football teams, and I'm thinking, who in their right mind would want to buy football teams? I mean, one footballer carries enough stress for any living human, let alone a whole team full of professional, just over the top footballers. I wouldn't want football team, so that's not a selling point for why I'd want 19 billion. And it said 300 and something supercars, or bigger than supercars even, maybe, I don't know, like the Bugatti Veyron. Well, if you live anywhere near where I live, you know you couldn't drive a Bugatti Veyron down A, the narrow roads, B, the bumpy roads, and C, it's 30 miles an hour most places. And besides, why would you want hundreds of sports cars when you can only drive one at a time? Really? Come on. Choice is nice, but let's get real. So that wasn't a selling point. And then it said, oh, you could be the winner of the lottery X amount of 100 times over. And I'm thinking, well, that's like saying this money can get you more money. Nothing there, I feel, pointed to happiness in any way. Nothing that this 19 billion was saying, oh, and it could buy you a big slice of happiness. Maybe it can't, because happiness is free if you know where to look for it. And I'm feeling pretty happy because my gran's happy, and that cost me absolutely nothing. In fact, well, in one way, the day has cost nearly 200 quid and then was refund nearly 200 quid. So there was some spending involved. But ultimately, a cake, a cup of tea, a nice chat, and a dark joke. I wouldn't know where to put 19 billion anyway. I mean, my pockets are full of tech and crap. Little footnote on this, I guess. These thoughts are more a go at the imagination of the mirror for not coming up with any other wonderful, amazing things that 19 billion can buy you, because let's face it, 19 billion is an incredible amount of money, and with the right imagination, it's a tool that could make a lot of people better off in some way, shape or form, be it water supplies or education, so on and so forth. But selling the idea of how valuable 19 billion is by putting a list of things that really aren't, I don't think in anybody's minds, that valuable or necessary in any way, is crazy. It's always nice to have money when it's in your pocket, but like I say, happiness shouldn't really cost anything. I have nearly reached my destination.